We are paid on a per patient, per day basis, a flat fee, irrespective of the specific needs of that child. I think the key difference really is the amount of mobility and experiential variety that kids get that is simply not practical in a conventional hospital setting. As an example, a child with a tracheostomy tube, a breathing tube permanently placed in his neck, attached to a ventilator, a breathing machine, and possibly also a tube in his stomach to provide artificial feedings, is, in layman's terms, on life support. And in any other hospital, if you're on life support, you are in bed, in an ICU, in a room, by yourself, all the time. We have children on life support, out of bed, out of the room, engaged in play and therapy and socialization and family interactions the majority of their time. It's a big challenge to get kids with such a high degree of medical complexity out of the confined bedside space. It requires additional training by all levels of care providers, child life and rec therapists and physical and occupational therapists, even dietitians. Respiratory therapists need to know how to manage these kids away from the clinical setting so that they're safe. We can't take this task on without first assuring that if there is a problem, that the right interventions can be brought to bear. As much for the family, I should say, as for the child. That's the other big payoff, is that the family can see, wait a minute, maybe it doesn't take an ICU to take care of my child. Maybe with additional training and time and experience, I could actually take care of my child rather than defer that to nurses and respiratory therapists and doctors in an ICU setting.